And a pleasure to welcome to the show today, Tom Copeland. You know, a familiar voice here with our Financial Minutes in the morning and in the afternoon as well during the week. Tom, thanks for checking in with us again.
It's great to be here, Mike. Thanks for having me.
We're very glad to partner with you. Of course, you're giving lots of great biblical wisdom on God's financial principles. Every day we hear those. And I thought now would be a great time to talk to you. I know the economy kind of right across the country in some ways, but especially in Alberta, a lot of people hurting here. And
That's right.
I think a lot of people are thinking, should I still be tithing? And what do I need to do? And I was hoping you could kind of recap for us a whole bunch of stuff on basically what does God say about stewardship, tithing, and are they related? Are they together? Are they different? What do you think?
Well, it's interesting. The way I look at it is I look at the scriptures. Psalms 24, 1 and 2 says, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. And in Job 41, 11, God said to Job, everything under heaven belongs to me. And in Haggai 2:8, it says, the silver is mine and the gold is mine, declares the Lord Almighty. So the most important aspect about stewardship in general is not so much tithing, but for Christians to understand that God owns absolutely everything, and we're just stewards or managers of the money that God has entrusted to us. God is the owner.
Okay. Now, how about the parable of the talents? How does that fit into this?
The parable of the talents, just to recall in Matthew 25, is the master, who is God, entrusted different amounts of talents to three different servants. To one servant he entrusted five talents, to another servant he entrusted two talents, and to a third servant he entrusted one talent. It's interesting, if you read through the parable carefully, it says that after a long time, perhaps a lifetime, the master, who is God, returned, and he made the servants accountable for everything that they had been entrusted with, not just the first 10%. So I find often Christians are thinking, as long as I give 10% to the Lord's work, I can spend the remaining 90% and do with it whatever I want. No, in fact, actually, God wants us to utilize all the money that he's entrusted to us according to his principles and his will. Now, that doesn't mean you go and give all your money to your church or anything, because you can't do that. 1 Timothy 5:8 says, if a man does not provide for the needs of his own family, he's worse than an unbeliever. So you have to provide for the needs of your family, but not necessarily the wants and desires. And just understand, we're accountable to God for everything that he's entrusted to us.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. I was just going to comment about that I think some people think, as long as they're doing their tithing, you know, I worked hard for this money, and I think I can do what I want with it.
Yeah, it's interesting, and I hear that often, but if you look at Deuteronomy 8, 17 and 18, it says, you may say to yourself, my power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me. But remember the Lord your God, for it is God who gives you the ability to produce wealth. It's God who's given us our natural abilities, and if one of your natural abilities is to earn a high income, and God's called you to do that, then you should do it. But understand also what Jesus said in Luke 12:48: from everyone who's been given much, much will be expected, and from the one who's been entrusted with much, even much more will be asked. So we're still accountable to the Lord as to how we utilize all the money and material things that he's entrusted to us.
Okay. Now, Tom, what do you say to somebody who's maybe thinking, well, you know, times are tough right now. God's not going to really care if I maybe don't tithe my full 10%. What do you say to that?
Yeah, it's and I understand that. That's a tough one, especially if they're out of work and they got mortgage payments and all this other kind of stuff. The tithe, I want to talk about tithing for a minute. It's a guideline. It's not a legalism. I think the emphasis in Scripture is to give generously, sacrificially, out of our love for the Lord. Certainly Proverbs 3, 9, and 10 says, honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. We're to make giving to God's work a priority. Tithing is a guideline. I believe most people in Canada of average or above average income should be able to do that if they're managing their money well. But often there can be cases when they've lost a job and they just don't have the same level of income. My point is this: God's not legalistic. He can look at the facts of each individual circumstance, and if your income's abnormally low right now and you got all kinds of things you got to pay for, God's not legalistic, but certainly he wants you to make giving to his work a priority. Don't stop giving at all. Give something, and then as the Lord enables you, give more. And certainly, giving 10% is the guideline, and most Christians should be able to achieve that.
Okay, awesome. I appreciate that, Tom. I was wondering if you could just basically then summarize what the Bible says about stewardship, if you're able to summarize the Bible.
Yeah, on stewardship, yes. I think the key is this. God's the owner. We're stewards or managers of what God has entrusted to us. 1 Corinthians 4:2 says, now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful. And Romans 14:12 says, so then each of us will give account of ourselves to God. The key is we're accountable to God for all the money and material things we've been entrusted with, and we need to manage that according to His principles and His will. And I think one of the keys is most Christians have limited knowledge of what the Bible says on finances, so you need to get into God's Word, learn what the Word says on finances, apply it. There's over 2,300 references in the Bible, so there's lots to learn.
And glad we have your financial moments to figure some of that out. Tom, if you could share your website and how people can get some more information.
If people need more help, I'd encourage you to go to my website. It's BibleFinance.org. Again, BibleFinance.org. There's lots of good information available there. The financial moments are there. You just check it out. The interactive video is there. There's just a ton of information there that can really help you learn God's word on finances. And there's another really good website by a local financial advisor there in Calgary named Tom Lipp. It's called wisdomwithwealth.org. I'll repeat that, wisdomwithwealth.org. I've never seen a website like this before. It's all about the book of Proverbs and how it applies to finances. And it's just really good. I recommend you check that one out as well.
Great. We will definitely do that. Two great sites to check out, BibleFinance.org and WisdomWithWealth.org. Tom, as always, a pleasure chatting with you. And I want to say thank you very much for partnering with us on the radio stations here to spread the word about what God says about finances.
Mike, it's been a pleasure. And I just thank the Lord that His words gives us so much wisdom in the area of finances. And if Christians follow God's financial principles, they will be blessed, and they will also experience God's peace in the area of finances. Because Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid."
Awesome. Thanks for that, Tom.
Thanks, Mike. It's been a pleasure.